For example, if you have to these urgent cares, there is, there it is. This is 11/28/2022. Dictation is for Sukpawan Jahal. Johal spells J-O-H-A-L. Sukpawan spells S-U-C-K-H-P-A-W-A-N. Date of birth is 12/24/1960. 61-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of diabetes, type 2, comma, hypertension. Is able to follow up with this condition, medication refills, period. She states since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today, patient requests prophylaxis for travel sickness and travel-related anxiety. She says she's traveling to India, and the flight time is approximately, is over 30 hours. One says she gets sick when she flies, and also says she's anxious about flying. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes. Period. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100%. Premier blood pressure is 137 over 89. Pulse 81. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck flow range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious lungs. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. No visible peristalsis. No guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions. Lacerations. Macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic hit. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alerts 3/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and gland. Assessment number 1 is diabetes type 2. Assessment number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is travel sickness prophylaxis. Number 4 is travel related anxiety. Period. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about her labs. She was informed that the last time she took labs were drawn here is in 2021. And we talk about the importance of having labs drawn, especially because of the medication she's taken. These medications can affect her end organs. She said she is doing the right thing. She's eating right and exercising, and is not concerned about her sugar going up high, period. Again, I emphasize the need for us to do labs and to let her know that these labs will guide us to manage any side effects she may be experiencing from these medications. She says she understands. She says she will come back when she returns from India for labs to be drawn. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication will refill as follows. Metformin, 1,000 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, lisinopril, 20 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, scopolamine transdermal patch. 1 milligrams, one patch every 72 hours or every 3 days. Next, she was advised to start 4 hours before flight. Next paragraph, lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams, 1 PO before flight, number 10. Next paragraph. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she has none. She was reminded of the importance of having labs drawn. She said she will do it when she gets back from India. End of the patient.